This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thank you to all the Tolos, including Corey, the great T. Rainey. D is basically an extra show producer who sent us the breaking news. Here on 105.3 The Fan from Shams Charania, NBA insider, the Dallas Mavericks have rejected the New York Knicks asking permission to speak with Maverick head coach Jason Kidd. Dallas gave a firm rejection, according to Shams. They have now been denied on Jason Kidd, the Timberwolves' Chris Finch, and the Armpits' Ime Udoka. We will move Bobby's Cowboys practice recap to 9 and below the belt because of the breaking news. The Mavericks are holding on to their head coach.
This is one of those situations where, like, how much did Kidd really want to go? And I know the Mavericks have the, hey, he's under contract here thing, but, like, at the other side of that is, you know, do you want somebody who doesn't want to be here? So if Kidd was like, I really want to go, would that have changed the Mavericks' thought process on this at all? Or did they not even ask him? And they just said, no, he's under contract.
We're didn't ask him about the Luka deal. So yeah, why not?
Well, why not? So, yeah, this is there's still some questions here, you know, regarding that, regarding whether Kidd actually wanted to, and they're just kind of forced him to stay.
I wonder if part of it was the same thing we've talked about with DeBoer in recent days, that the Mavericks were looking at. The reason why they slow played is because they were looking at what's out there. If we lose Jason, who's coming in here? Like, if Nico's Mr. Defense wins championships, was he looking at Thibodeau's out there? We can bring Thibodeau in, and he'll follow rigid standards, and he'll implement defense. I wonder if that's just, it was an evaluation of who would be out there against Jason, and that's why they took so long to say something.
They also may have been, this is nothing but unknowns. They could have been negotiating on the contract, and if they couldn't come to terms and an agreement, they would have let him go.
Right.
Maybe they've worked something out.
That could be it. There could be a lot of things. Maybe they were negotiating in the back with the Knicks on what the compensation would be. Or like you said, maybe they were negotiating an extension with Jason. But look, he's been a good coach here. I don't have a problem with Jason Kidd.
Were you surprised that 70% voted that he could go? Were you stunned by that on the Twitter poll we did?
No, because I wonder how many of those 70% think he had a hand. There's blood on his hands with Luka.
Okay.
Right. So
I don't think there's a widespread belief that Jason was involved now. That's my
That he had any idea?
Not any idea, but I'm sure they had multiple conversations. God, he won't stop bitching. All he does is cry, whining. He's out of shape. He doesn't play defense. Of course, him and Nico had, like, Jason was probably aware and shared a lot of worry. Maybe not a lot of worry, but Luka critiques.
Yeah, if he shared critiques, that's fine. I have no problem with that. If he got word that they were shopping him.
There was no shopping.
Right, yeah. But then again, did we not hear reports that they had asked other teams.
There's one report one that report. Maybe they had vaguely said something to Minnesota, basically. Yeah.
Look, my big takeaway
here. But real quick, if he had said, if he had gotten wind that they were shopping him and didn't put a stop to it, I would consider that blood on his hands.
Well, he's not going to put a stop to it.
I mean, he could raise hell.
Yeah. My big takeaway here is the opposite of Pete DeBoer in Jason Kidd's strength. As you keep Jason Kidd around because he can get along with your superstars. And that, to me, is not X's and O's. It's not any of the other stuff. It's not on-the-court wizardry. He was a great soldier for you, and he gets along great with Kyrie and AD. That's it.
And maybe ultimately that was also part of the evaluation, is that they spent the last couple days getting feedback from Kyrie about, is this going to be a problem? If it's a problem, we won't do it. If you're fine with it, we'll do it.
Yep.
Because I can't imagine that right now they want to make a single move without Kyrie's feedback on it. And so
this Kyrie's been too busy defending Karl-Anthony Towns, telling people stop making fun of meow.
This is what happened. Kyrie gets hurt. And when he's doing his rehab, he's talked about it. He'll spend hours on Twitch playing games and talking to people and stuff like that. And so this is his focus right now. I do think, I can't just believe, no, this is status quo for them. They always anticipated Jason coming back. They always intended for him to come back. Like, this is just the way it is. There has to be, even if it's like you said, a contract negotiation or checking outside candidates or checking Kyrie, there was a reason this dragged on for 4 or 5 days or whatever before we heard anything definitive, is because they were evaluating something or trying to figure something out.
The big story here nationally, they're going to break with it in 15 minutes, top of the hour, is going to be the Knicks with egg on their face. It's going to be about New York Knicks embarrassment after they have now been shut down with the third name. It's like the Longhorns coaching search years and years ago.
You cannot fire your head coach and become a worse team. Like, get a worse coach.
Dallas Stars?
Well, yeah, I mean,
doesn't that apply?
It does. Now, look, if the team quit on you, I think it's different, because that you were going to be worse anyway, unless you think there's mending defenses. But when you're the Knicks, like, the Stars kind of were forced into doing this by the players. The Knicks, I don't get the feeling they were forced into doing this. This was James Dolan.
It sounds the same about exit interviews.
Man, but Brunson apparently loves him. And what, you know, like everything I read was that Brunson was not like, he was speaking very highly of him.
So what did you read about Dolan?
Well, Dolan is the one that spearheaded this whole thing, right? It was same old James Dolan. Same old Dolan. He can't ever be happy. These egomaniacal owners can't ever be happy.
There was also kind of a clue that dropped yesterday where the Mavs, they hired an assistant coach. And it's like, okay, like, now I know Nico does the hiring and firing of trainers and maybe other people, but it's like, all right, Jason's adding to his staff. That kind of shows that maybe he's going to be here adding the people that he wants or making assistant coach decisions.
Yeah, that you wouldn't anticipate that they're just filling out an assistant staff for somebody that they don't have a clue who's going to be here. Now, it is going to be interesting, like you say, the fallout here is the Knicks looking clownish because they've just foolishly thought they could swoop in and take three different teams head coach and that they'd be fine with it. So are they going to keep going back to that? Well, are they going to go, let's start hitting up teams that are going to do things? Or is it just former head coaches that may be out there who like Malone or Taylor Jenkins, or do they go an assistant route? But they're stuck on their fourth or fifth choice now.
Breaking news from Shams. The Mavs reject the Knicks asking for permission to speak with Jason Kidd. Sam Quinn, CBS Sports. Jason Kidd's Bucks never ranked higher than 13th in offense. Budenholzer took over, immediately ranked fourth. Rick Carlisle's 2020 Mavs had the best offense in NBA history to that point. Kidd's Mavs never ranked in the top five. I think New York is dodging a bullet.
So
that is from Sam Quinn over at CBS. What about that finals appearance, Sam? What about the Western Conference Finals appearance where no one thought they had any business, or I thought that they definitely...
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Definitely overachieved in getting there. So there it is. Jason Kidd is staying.
Boy, CBS likes their Cody Benjamins and their Sam Quinns, and they're very convenient writers.
No names?
Yeah, and they're very
good. It's almost as if they're having to settle for no names.
just exactly wait. What it is. Just wait till worst of the week.
Oh, boy. We got more Cody Benjamin
We got maybe the worst one yet. I might have two submissions. Johnny Bryant, I think, is now the favorite.
Johnny Bryant, who had been, he had been on staff with the Knicks until last year.
And so, then Malone, Taylor Jenkins, Steve Nash. That would be your. That's the way the way the
get Van Gundy. Just go get Jeff Van Gundy. That'll save the whole situation.
He's 35-1
in terms of the fanfare. That would save everything. What else is going on? Giannis may not be going anywhere. Brian Windhorst with the latest.
But right now, there is no Giannis Antetokounmpo trade market. There is no Giannis Antetokounmpo trade discussions. He has not asked for it. The Bucks are not looking to trade him. And I just want to point something out about Karl Towns. While everybody in New York may want to trade him, he is an in-his-prime, all-NBA player that contributed significantly to the Knicks, going the farthest they have in 25 years.
I've listened to a lot of Windhorst. I think Towns is one of his NBA sources. That's a theory. That's a guess. He always is taking up for Carl Anthony Towns. But back to the main story. This sucks. This sucks if Giannis stays. Get out of Milwaukee. I want to get back to the days of not paying attention to the Bucks and have him go somewhere new for me to follow in my NBA offseason. But it's right now the tea leaves reading that Giannis is going to stay.
I kind of like it. I kind of like it that he's there. Like it's a team we never think about. It's like something, you know, it's something different.
And we didn't talk about them at all last year.
No. But like they're at least relevant when he's there, you know? Like they have.
But it's not relevant to you, though. You don't watch or care about Milwaukee Buck games. It's an NBA talking point for them to be able to say, hey, there's Milwaukee. I think we've stopped caring about the Bucks, in my opinion, over the past 2 years.
Well, they haven't been a championship team.
Right.
Yeah, which is pathetic.
With a good roster.
If you've got Giannis, Lillard, and then Doc Rivers coaching you, that should be enough to where we're talking about you, and we're not. And that's got to
Lillard fell off at times. He's also hurt now.
Then you think
they're done. They're irrelevant. Yeah. I think they're borderline irrelevant.
Well, so but where's he going to go? Like, you know, if he goes to
any new spot will be more of an interesting talking point for me as an NBA fan.
So if
something new versus stale and done and old.
Okay, so if he went to Atlanta, you'd be more interested?
Oh, I'd be a little more interested. I mean, Atlanta is not a good. I would assume he would want to go somewhere to win, you know?
Yeah.
Like San Antonio.
Well, he was also talking about wanting to stay in the East.
Yeah.
Yep. That report.
Toronto? I don't know.
Yeah. Toronto.
But something a little bit new and fresh versus what this is.
If you just look at it blind and just say, all right, I don't know what the cap situation is. I don't know how they can make it work. You're just thinking Eastern Conference markets where Giannis is probably more impactful. Boston. Which has lost Tatum. No, I know. I'm just saying blindly. Yeah. If you just look at markets, Boston, obviously New York, probably like the
Chicago,
Pacers.
Chicago
would be great.
Revitalized somehow.
Detroit. Good. Detroit's up and coming. Like if the Pistons were able to get another like a superstar in there with Cade Cunningham, then Detroit's probably more intriguing.
Brian Windhorst also saying, buckle up. Because like many off seasons recently in the NBA, it could be more interesting than the actual season.
I think the majority of the action in this offseason is going to occur around the draft. Typically, we get most of the action between June 30th and about July 3rd. I think this year, because it's not really a free agent year, it's going to be, and there's going to be, Molly, potentially there's going to be three or four picks in the lottery that might be available, might be movable. Teams moving out, teams moving up, teams moving back. And so that's going to be attached to bigger deals. So let's put it this way. Shams has cleared his calendar, and he's preparing to work his hardest around the draft. And we are going to go right from the NBA Finals into the free agent, or into the offseason headlong. You're going to get your action very soon.
So something has to be bubbling.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem to be Giannis. Durant would not qualify as the craziest offseason with his advanced age right now. Plus, he moves every other offseason.
He moves a lot.
Tibbs gone. Kids staying. What else? What else is out there that is what?
We've been asking the question. This is just a theory. It's probably not, but it's just a theory. We've been talking about why were the Knicks so willing to blow off what Brunson thought? And they love the Knicks as like a big... What if like there's some buzz about a Brunson thing, or like the Knicks like potentially just go like, we've got to reset here. This isn't just a coach reset. We got to reset and move somebody here and like acquire a different star to come
no
in.
No chance.
I wouldn't think so.
I think the Celtics.
The Celtics are the
Celtics
the
breaking
to
up. Yeah, that's a thing to see. But is Jaylen Brown craziest offseason ever?
It'd have to be Jokic, right? Jokic or somebody else near the top 10 who we're not thinking of.
Luka in shape qualifies as the craziest offseason ever. All right, breaking news. Jason Kidd is staying as the head coach of your Dallas Mavericks. Luke Bryan tickets. And is there a certain Dallas Cowboy, one of the most popular ones, about to lose his job? Bobby has it as we move below the belt. Final hour, hump day edition. Then Brett Boone with the Rangers offensive explosion. Got to catch the final hour of Sean and RJ next.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.